local station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
And here's a show coming at you on a Tuesday night. Hi, everybody. It's Q-Talk America. You are live in Studio C with the company of Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins, and me, Clayton McKee. How are you? Oh, look at the chat room. They're already going. Aaron is there. Amina is there.
Annette, Meow Cow.
So many people. So much time. Holy crap. Thank you all for being here. I'm not sure if we're going to have an exciting show or not, but I think we're all prepared. We have things to do. What's wrong, Kat? What has happened to you? What's going on?
I'm trading headphones.
To what? To those?
Because this one's like muted and keeps like ducking.
Well, all you have to do is touch.
I feel like it's I think it's a connection issue because I had nothing in one ear for a minute.
Well, I know, but we can just stand by.
I'm just going to use those.
They're
just fine.
See what happens. See what happens. Who knows? For crying out loud.
The listeners will not notice one bit.
Yeah. I'm excited to get an update from Marnie. She's got an electrical device in front of her that I think is going to get her through the entire show.
Hopefully.
My heaven's sakes.
Goodness gracious.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
If you're hell exit stage left even. Now, if you'll recall, in previous 2 years, Marnie has been fighting with an AirBook. What is it? A MacBook? A MacBook. That would it most...
Hates me.
In most cases... Hate you.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't go anywhere, doesn't do anything. And you had an appointment at the, I'm using air quotes for those of you not watching, the Genius Bar
at the
Apple Store, which is really a misnomer. I mean, that's not really true. But it was so bad they had to keep it.
They did.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah.
This time a guy comes out, looks at it and says, yeah, no, no. I think it's a software issue. We're going to go ahead and would you be okay if we just wipe this clean? I said, I'm pretty damn sure that that's happened a few times.
Yeah, I feel
in that
like
very store.
In that store.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, well, there aren't any notes that say it has been.
Bullshit.
And I thought, well, that's okay. It has.
Yeah.
So
that's really odd.
But you go ahead. So that's why I think it was more than whatever he was saying, because the fact that they've had it for... Well, it was Sunday,
right.
And so they called and all... I thought it wasn't a good sign because they called today and I picked up the message a little after 5 and they said, well, we need to talk to you about what steps we need to take moving forward. And I thought, oh, I think that means give me your money.
Yeah.
And we would like to have you buy a new one. I don't know. I have no fucking...
Oh, so you haven't talked to them again to find out what
no,
the extent of that is.
No, I haven't had a chance to call.
Because I don't understand that just...
It was a little after 5, so... Yeah.
Well, they're open till 9. Well, you're going to be here for a while.
I'm here, right.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun almost to take that call live on the air and see how
what
that works.
What kind of bullshit they're going to... Yeah.
By the way, Genius Bar, you're live on the air worldwide right now, so be careful what you say.
Can you help me here? Just a
scosh.
But while I was walking out, I did... You know how they have everything laid out?
The pretty stuff.
Hot,
yeah,
right?
Oh yeah.
So I
clickbait
think
is kind of what you could call it.
Correct. I think that I stumped them a little when I said, do you guys have a cord for an iPad? You know, the 30-point ones that are
first generation.
Oh yeah, the wide
and
right.
The guy goes, well, I don't think we do. I don't think we sell those anywhere. And I'm like, how could you not?
They have an adapter for it.
Yeah. And so I did. I found this. But it was just very funny because he looked at me like, you know. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because they figure you're going to get that stuff at, like, Target. Like, if you're at the actual Apple store,
but
they're
thinking
you're an early adopter and have long since moved on.
Yeah. No, I had work pay for it, because now I need this for work.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah.
So and then you have a new wireless keyboard, too, and mouse? Is that part of your...
No, this was something that I got Groupon.
No, exciting.
Yeah, very light. And,
okay.
So I'm going to see if I can get it to work.
Well, this is exciting.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that you'll be able to fully participate
in
Google stuff. And
learn. And if it isn't this keyboard, I have another. Because, you know, now I'm just drowning in keyboards.
In technology. Yeah,
technology. It's crazy.
It's everywhere.
That's right.
By the way, thank you. Hi, Mom. She's in the chat room. Joe D's in there, too. Mom, acknowledging the new intro. Thank you. That's actually been prepared for a couple of weeks, but there was a technical issue that wouldn't permit me to show it And I seem to have resolved that today. So there's that. I'm not saying other technical issues won't happen. I mean, we've clearly got one with headphones with you.
So many things are happening. Mm. I might have just been being picky, but I don't want to mess with it.
I mean, no, you're not Al.
I did not have appropriate sound quality.
No.
And now I do.
There's a lot. There's a lot going on here.
I wanted to be able to hear my own lovely voice.
Who doesn't?
Right. Well, yes.
Who the hell
does? The dulcet tones.
Exactly.
The melodic overtures. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, now we're getting into overtures.
Well, how about that?
You'll be. No.
So what you been up to?
So I went. I've been on vacation. Okay. I still have vacation brain. It's true.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah, oh, that's right. You did go somewhere.
I've been gone all weekend.
She'd have home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been in the
Idaho
picturesque fields of southeastern Idaho in the United States.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can get a
meow, Cal. I need some help.
Yeah. The flat part.
Okay, so we got one. Okay,
Yeah, that yellow one right up there.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
So just in the corner. So we had a little family reunion, and so we went up to the grandparents' farm.
Nice.
And in about 17 years, literally nothing's changed. I heard seven stories that they've been telling apparently all 17 years. Still.
Uh huh.
Sure.
Nothing new. Some people got fatter, some people got taller, some people had kids and got married, but whatever.
Yeah.
Same.
Sure.
Same. But it was really lovely. And we got the entire kind of family tree together, minus two cousins, which is not bad.
Okay.
We had some 30 some people.
That's not
hanging
bad.
Around, which is kind of a lot.
Yeah,
I feel like, yeah.
We may have had this discussion previously on another episode of this,
but who
intriguing
listens?
Show. But my question is going to be, this: when you have these reunions,
yes,
is everybody already familiar with the Kat Carlson way of life? Meaning, you don't get the, you know, grandma comes in, when are you going to get married?
No.
When are you going to have kids?
To
a boy.
Right, no, well, right, but I mean, I don't think they're even thinking that, but you know, that cat, she's going to be an old maid if she doesn't get married. You know, in the old way of thinking, that's exactly how they were, but everybody's on board with the Kat Carlson party.
You know, when I was a kid, there was some, like, teasing about, oh, when are you going to get a boyfriend, and that's long, long gone.
And you're like, I'm going to be the boyfriend.
Right. No, but you know what, in this information age where we can easily communicate with people through 100 different venues... everybody's super familiar. And we were all really bummed out because I ended up going by myself without Sharon and the kids.
Right.
Yeah, because you couldn't.
Right. The kids were with their dad. Yeah. And Sharon. It's a whole mess.
And the kids are always a hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Always.
And, they're a good time. And it would have been lovely to have them up there with everyone and have my whole family together. But no, everybody's fully well aware.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
And was bummed out.
That's nice.
And you have kids for them to play with, so they're happy.
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, kids are always a joy until they're not. And then everybody just kind of like... And then everybody just makes that face and kind of walks away and goes, well, your problem. Goes
exactly.
Right. Yeah, they're not my kids.
Yeah, so they're always a joy when you don't have them.
Yeah, and I got to do that with some of my cousin's kids. You know, I went to go stir them up a little bit and then walk away.
Sounds good. I think that works out well.
Because it's
all wound up. Right. Yeah. But,
because I'm still a giant child, so.
What do you got against the duck? It gets the other one all riled up.
Exactly, Rachel. Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah, so I did that, and then I made a little detour and saw my other grandparents. So I saw nearly my entire family in one weekend.
Isn't that nice?
Both sides of the family. Nice. Yeah, because we...
You have both sets of your grandparents still?
I do, yep.
Oh, that's nice.
All of my grandparents still alive.
That's nice.
All of everybody's still alive.
Yeah.
These people just live forever.
She's
and ever.
Like, they won't die. Anyways, I don't know that that's what
I'm hoping for. Not that I'm hoping for that, but yeah,
you know.
they just keep living.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I met my sister in Salt Lake, and we drove up to the farm, and then we were.
So that was a picture of you with your sister at the Idaho. That's that was cute.
Oh, because you should have seen the eye rolling.
Oh god.
Because I missed the freeway one. I wanted to like pull over into the emergency lane and prop my phone on the windshield because I do that everywhere I go. Yeah. I take the picture at the state sign. And I wanted that one, but I wasn't paying attention, and I blew right past it. And just over the Idaho border, there's a rest area.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped to rest.
That's where I take my state signs, pictures.
And so I stopped.
I don't take the signs.
To rest. And I saw that there was the big Welcome to Idaho sign. So I said to her, I said, well, you know we're taking a picture now. And she just rolled her eyes real big. I'm like, nope, you're not getting out of it. Get up that hill.
I've seen Idaho with you.
Yeah. Older or younger?
My sister is younger. My sister's 3 years younger than I am.
Okay. That's great. That's fun.
So we drove up, and then on Sunday night at my mother's parents' house, there was a banquet held in our honor, and they called in all the troops from that surrounding area, so I saw all of them.
Nice.
How
saw
nice.
Everyone. Yeah, it was very good.
That's
it was
great. Very good.
And then all day today, I just didn't want to do anything, because my brain is still on vacation.
Yeah.
Fair point.
So I took two naps.
Nice. Took two naps.
Two things. I needed a morning. Naps, yeah. There was a morning nap that was necessary.
Sure.
Sure.
And then an afternoon nap.
Completely
the
understand.
The regular kind.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand.
Standard.
And here I am. Dear listeners, you're welcome.
Well, yes.
I agree.
End of ad.
Fair point.
Mark?
Fair point.
What'd you do? What are you doing?
Sorry. Yeah, nothing.
Sunday at the Apple Store.
Are you bathing at home yet?
Nope.
Wow. Unfortunately,
that's a very valid question. No. Now I have to spend like upwards of $2,500, something about asbestos. I don't know.
Okay.
For the honor of bathing in asbestos?
No. For the somebody said $2,500, but then I read about it, and I think it's more like $200. Or 300, at least just to find out. This fucking thing after 25 years has become the money pit. But 25 years ago, not.
Huh.
So before anyone will do any of the work, contractors say that they, and I get that. I mean, it was built 48 or 50.
Oh, yeah.
So anything before 70, I think, or 80, they say that they have to have an asbestos test. Of course you do. I think that's awesome.
I think you should have taken everything out of the house and just set it on fire.
But the asbestos would have retarded the flame.
Damn it. There's never a good way out.
He just had to use
it. There's no way out.
It's the correct
word. That's how you use that word.
It is. It's
that wasn't what I was hung up on, but I get where you were.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. They used to put it in children's pajamas so that they didn't burn up when they apparently were running through fire all the time.
Running away from cancer.
So they could be stuntmen. Yeah.
So we're going to check
leave the kid in the room. She's wearing asbestos.
Yeah, they're fine.
Watch Johnny jump through this flaming hoop.
Yeah.
We've been practicing.
I was wondering what those little footies were made of.
Not today, asbestos. Yeah. Not today. So we're going to now I have to find that out before anybody can come in and work on the house. It's exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yep, I don't mind.
You don't? Okay.
We'll go I don't mind.
Sure.
It's fine. So I think that's about it, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, well.
I think so. We're going to Idina Menzel this weekend. I'm excited about that.
Idina Menzel, yeah.
Very excited about that.
And where is she playing? What venue?
Comerica.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. And, I think that's about it. I feel pretty good about that.
She must be popping it up a little because... the last time she was here... Well, like, maybe more
Scottsdale
of a pop.
Center for the Arts, wasn't it?
No, she was at the symphony.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
With the symphony, and she did a little tribute to Marvin Hamlisch and a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
So I think she's playing that Frozen card. I guess if you're in the Denver area, Frozen is doing its out of town tryouts.
Oh, really?
Somewhere in the Colorados, I would assume Denver. So some theater group like our Phoenix Theater or the Old Globe in San Diego has got. Is doing Frozen.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting.
Pre-Broadway run.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine was called me yesterday to ask if I would recommend doing that. I'm like, fuck
yes.
Yeah.
Do that immediately.
Sure.
And then write a 12-page report, double-spaced, 10-point font.
Yeah.
Two-sided pages.
Yeah, right.
And send it caro.
Yeah, directly to me.
Immediately.
How about you, fine sir? I heard you had a hell of a weekend.
I did. Just some good weather planning. Due to where Harrison lives in the mountain, while it can be cooler at night, it's quite warm in the daytime. And we knew this was the last show of our season, the seventh show. So I decided a couple months ago that, I'm going to need a hotel room for August with a pool.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because Harrison doesn't have a pool. I don't have a pool. Time for pool.
We need a pool.
Yeah. So decided to stay in Marina Del Rey because I was like, well, I want to stay in, Pasadena right there. Let's go somewhere different. So it's a little staycation for her. So we stayed at down in Marina Del Rey, very near the LAX. And I am the worst weather snob in the entire world. I am just a horrible person to travel with. If it's cloudy I don't like your city. I don't like clouds. I don't like foggy day. I don't find it charming.
Right.
I think your city's ugly and that you're just filled with garbage.
I like he's limiting it just to weather.
All because of... this is fog, right?
This is that marine layer, the fog, the mistiness. Like, and it really does affect my mood. Like, I'm really just not a cheerful person. Like, I want the sun to be shining.
Sure.
You can have a couple clouds here and there, but I'm going to judge you on how many you bring out. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Interesting.
Like, prints, I'm going to need to know how many of those you got in your closet.
Style points for breeze?
Yeah. Oh, like, yes. Always welcome. You know, I'll accept almost any temperature as long as it's sunny. So, but it was very, it was cool. It was like 70 the first night that I got there, which was just delicious. And had the door open. We got a little lost trying to find the ocean because we are in this area that's very under construction in Marina Del Rey. So we were kind of like without a landmark to go with because everything was just construction. I'm like, we could be going in any direction. So finally, I had to pull out the compass on the iPhone and be like, all right, let's go for west because that's probably where the ocean
is. That's a good way to find the ocean.
At some point, it's going
to
be west. And then we realized that
we
had taken this very long walk through Marina Del Rey to find the beach that was really like just less than a mile away. We just had turned the wrong way and we went around the marina because it's Marina Del Rey. So we enjoyed
it's in the name.
Yeah,
well, there you have it.
We enjoyed the marina, which is not the beach. And then it was funny. So today was the last day, and today you woke up to like sun. There was no marine layer over that needed to burn off. And, you know, I don't got till 2 fucking o'clock for you to burn off your goddamn marine layer.
She's very busy.
Yeah, I know.
Very busy.
That happened to me a few years ago in San Diego. We were there for like 4 days, and the first three, well, no, all 4 days were that way, gloomy and rainy and voila, bullshit. And the morning we got up to leave, fucking bright and sunshiny. I'm like, well, motherfucker.
Damn it. It turns out I have no tolerance for cold anymore. Mm. And by cold,
I mean...
You
get to be our age.
Yes,
by
70.
Cold, I mean... you know, we were living with daytime temperatures of about 90, which was lovely, and an overnight low of about 50.
Sure.
To which the first morning that we were there, I woke up, and my parents had a fifth wheel, a camper trailer, and I mooched off of them and slept on the couch, and they leave all the windows open overnight. Mm-hmm. So to which I woke up at 5:30 in the morning and went, what the fuck? It's winter!
Yeah.
What is wrong with you people and where are all the blankets?
Yep.
I was frozen.
Actually called the front desk night two because I realized there's one thing that lets you think you're controlling the temperature, and then there's this thing over here that actually controls the temperature.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they put those phony thermostats.
Yeah, phony thermostat. Mm-mm. But I wasn't trying to make it. I was trying to make it warmer because it was so fucking cold in the room that my head was cold. I'm like, I am not putting on a sweatshirt with like a hood to go to sleep. That's ridiculous. So the second night.
So you did it though.
No.
I did. Let me tell you, I did.
So Harrison figured out that the night that she was there, she realized that she's like, oh, you know, the actual thing is over here. And she opened up and she's like, and here's the real thermostat. So I was like, warm that shit up and turn that constant fan off. And then I got the desk. I'm like, can you bring us blankets? So, yep, in August, had to ask for a comfy blanket.
Yep.
But it was a nice went to a show at the downtown at the Music Center, the Amasan Theater, at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. So it was like the site of many Oscar telecasts.
Lovely.
Did you get a tingle when you go into someplace like that?
Oh, yeah.
I figured you did.
Yeah, the Millennium Hotel. I think it's the Millennium Hotel right on that street, too. The Biltmore Millennium, I think it is, that held the first couple Oscars, and that banquet room is pretty much intact. The Dorothy Chandler hasn't changed much since they hosted it. We go to our season tickets are for the Pantages, where it was for many years. The Oscars were there for many years. Mm. So it's always fun to realize that you're sitting in a seat that... We have a nice balcony seat, so no Oscar winners were up there. Oh, they didn't make people walk down that
maybe
kind of flight.
Future.
But right, families, who knows?
People who knew
Michael
people.
Douglas as a child might have sat up there.
Perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Because he would not have sat with mom and dad down in the expensive seats.
Yeah, so it was fun.
So what did you go see?
So met up with a couple friends who were funny.
Nice dating, I like that.
I'm interviewing them.
Who, despite the heat of the day on Saturday, were in like jackets, and there was no restaurant inside to have pre-game it. Mm. Just watching somebody melt from the heat was just funny. Like, you're in a long sleeve shirt and jacket, and it's easily 100 and some degrees out here.
That's not cute.
Like, no. But we were drinking rosé. But the Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is playing in L.A., and then it's going to tour because it's already been here. Mm-hmm. So the tour continues pretty much straight from Broadway. I think it closed in January on Broadway.
Can you give me the premise of just
well, a small, it was amazing. Just, it was absolutely amazing.
It's a story about a boy with some social issues who discovers a dead dog in the nighttime. And despite his father's wishes, he decides he's going to solve the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime.
Don't want to give any spoilers.
And looking at like the spectrum, like autism kind of thing. So the way
we are on the spectrum.
Yeah, like, the way that the mind works and the way that they present how his mind works is
really genius. And a physically demanding role. That boy, man, young person seriously ran his ass off for a 2-hour, it was a long show, it was like a 2-hour and 30 minute show, and it's just like how to convey space within just this one piece of universe that you have to get dimensions to.
That was my favorite
part,
was how they portrayed all the different pieces.
Yeah, all the different pieces.
With just the lights.
I think you would love it. With it's not a musical.
Oh, I do enjoy the musicals.
No. I'm just saying that you don't get set up like, oh, I'm going to Gamage and I'm going to see a musical.
Yeah.
Like,
to follow a story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And through the workings of this kid, man, you know what I mean? He's playing a 15-year-old, but he's clearly older because he graduated from Juilliard. But there was one part where they're trying to, like, just kind of get across, like, how far he was walking and how, like, out of his safety zone he was. And the choreography had him, like, balancing on their shoulders and walking.
It was amazing.
Parallel to, like, he was walking along the wall, but it was painted like a sidewalk. So you were watching him, like, walk along, but he was really being held on the sides and his feet were on the walls and they were in dark enough clothes that sometimes you would forget that they were there, like that it wasn't done with like ropes or tricks but it was just very, very interesting, very well done, and one of those shows where like you're drained, he's drained. I mean, that kid was in a flop sweat from how much work he did. And very moving, surprising twists and turns. I'm curious to see how much further that
travel segment, though, is my favorite with the train and the walking and all the people like that. That section is totally my favorite.
Yeah, and that was just pure theater because it really was not needed for the storytelling or anything.
Oh, no, but it was just
the depth of that character. And then in the evening part of the... So I ditched them and then dashed...
Because they were all sweaty and puddly and in their suits.
Yeah. Dashed over to the Hollywood.
Exactly.
Got to sit in the Starbucks across from the theater for the two-show day, and that was kind of fun because I saw all the people, the stage hands, the crew people, a couple members of the cast come in from Hamilton and, like, grab their coffee, grab their protein thing. And I was laughing. You could tell some people were, like, stage kooks. They were in kind of cute black outfits, but with really comfortable shoes.
Oh, sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, kind of dress for an evening out, but you're in, like, not with those.
Right.
And got to see Hamilton and saw two understudies, which I was very disappointed with at first. But then they were both really good. Both of their names were Ryan, and they covered both roles. So Hamilton and Burr, they interchange what they play on any given night that an understudy is required. And so fucking good. Just and interesting to see another person tackle the Hamilton role, and like from what you're used to hearing on the records, like this is twice I've heard someone that I think sings better than Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I think everybody does.
He's not a strong singer. So to hear that and like, but the three part harmonies in that second act of Jefferson, Madison, and Burr are just goosebump inducing, spine tingling good.
So good.
It was so good, and the audience was so with them. The one thing I would say that, like, it was such an enthusiastic, like, cannot give a standing ovation fast enough that they kind of cheated us out of a curtain call. Like, everyone just walked to the front of the stage and bowed. Like, they didn't bring people out so you could scream and cheer for them. But, like, everyone kind of lost their minds with the last note. So there was no, like, one polite person sitting in their chair like, well, I guess we're all going to stand up. You know those standing ovations where, like, all right.
Right.
If I want to see who's bowing, I guess I have to stand up with you motherfuckers. This crowd, like, leapt to their feet, and it was very good. Very good. So they have a lottery going on there that's on the app, so you don't have to wait in line at the theater. So
that's good.
I want to find out if we can do the app from here and what time they announce the winners, and if I can be in a car later that minute and get to L.A.
I don't know, because they're still being really, like, closed-lipped about everything for Hamilton.
Yeah.
There's still every... Well, first of all, Gamage in the parking debacle.
Yeah.
Yep. The, you're furious.
Well, did... Oh, you didn't see they've rescinded it.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the parking thing that we...
Yeah, the parking thing.
I did not.
Stand by. We're going to get more from Kat Carlson
breaking
right
news.
After this
breaking
sip of water.
News, yeah.
As soon as I finish choking on the almonds. That I inhaled in my shock. No, so they just... I think they just started announcing it either yesterday or today.
Okay.
Yeah. Frequent listeners will remember last week that I was outraged at the $10 per show that I was going to have to pay to park.
Outraged.
Well... I am vindicated and outraged no more because they have rescinded this plan due to much public outrage.
Okay.
And will reevaluate their plan and announce it along with their announcement of next season.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, all right. So give people a little time to
digest. Well,
because
it was shitty. It was 2 weeks before the first show of the season. Right. Oh, by the way.
If you're going into a full season and you know it, boom, as opposed to, guess what, midseason? Yeah.
Wrap it in.
I'm going to fuck you over.
Yep.
Or whatever. So those
people don't know PR.
So it was nice, and the beach was lovely. We walked around Venice. And then Marina del Rey. Sits.
Oh my God, Tomo!
Hello, Tomo.
Hi, Tomo.
Hi,
in the chat
Tomo.
Room. Where in the hell have you been?
Oh, that's fantastic.
We were just talking about you a couple weeks
Not
ago.
Not that it isn't fantastic to see everyone else. I haven't said
right,
hello
we haven't
yet.
Seen Tomo.
Hi, guys.
God,
hi,
basically
Tomo.
Everyone else can suck oh, it. Hi, Tomo.
Has it been? It's been like over a year.
It has.
At least.
Are you mad about the Pop-Tarts?
We ate
really?
Them.
You had to fucking bring up the goddamn Pop-Tarts.
You tried. You really tried.
Oh, we
so
shipped
hard.
Them and they
I
came
know.
Back. But
we... Oh, Tomo, we hope you're doing well.
Welcome, Tomo.
Welcome.
My gosh.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Wow.
That's great. Oh, and also, I just want to... Nan told me I should just level the house and start over.
Oh. Yeah.
So I just wanted to...
Three out of four listeners agree.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know, Nan, that might happen.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Not over yet.
Don't say anything further over
yeah.
the air.
Exactly. I'm just saying I'm not going to burn it.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
No.
Very
no.
clear to mention
it
that.
It could happen by accident
well,
of construction.
Asbestos can explode.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true, but we're going to find out. No?
We're going to find out.
I mean, that
next time on Unsolved Mysteries, does asbestos explode? Tune in.
So, thanks for listening, Tomo. That's
just,
awesome.
Just to finish it out, and then I'll pass it to you.
Please.
But, you.
Sorry.
Peter,
you. I didn't mean to break in.
No. The canals, walking along the canals in Venice Beach is so lovely. And in case the last time you were in Venice is when I was, and you were like, okay, people, time to torch this city and try again. They've torched it and tried again? Yeah, there's really been some nice cleanup. There's some stuff going in. It's not just your cracked den with litter. No, Back it's then. It's that is
was
over.
It cloudy the last time you were there?
No. Venice Beach is rough. Venice Beach is a whole different animal than the rest of them.
What I want you to do is I want somebody to hire you as some sort of a tourism critic.
Right.
Because I think just to read your critiques of places, pro or con, will be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, there's not anybody in Venice Beach that didn't have that same thought. Like, you know what I mean? It's like three pot shops in between like five crack dealers.
Tear it down, try again.
But they really have done it. And then if you go back, the houses, and so you have like homeless people and squalor and litter like on the boardwalk here, and then you just go on the other side of the house, and you're on the canals. You just like it's one street away. They're backed up to that. Is, you know, people that like screaming crazy people on the beach. Like the homeless problem there is, it's LA, so it's
significant.
Round them up and chip them somewhere.
But you just go one block over and all of a sudden you're
it's
in this lovely
solution.
Neighborhood. But I said, like, clearly the people with all these money are like, all right, we got to do something about this beach and get it cleaned up. And there's, so the businesses have changed out and there's some stuff coming in there. So, you're not always kind of like hiding your wallet and kind of running screaming for your life for Santa Monica.
Right.
But you can literally feel it. When you take the step from Venice into Santa Monica, like the air changes. It is the most drastic thing of like the homeless. It's like they have shock collars on. They're just not allowed to cross over.
You're terrible.
No, you like have it. To go, like, no,
it's,
clearly
it's,
you haven't been to
weird,
Venice Beach in a while. Venice
it's a
Beach
weird
is a
beach
very,
city phenomenon because you get some of that same feeling when you go from, like, Mission Beach to Pacific Beach. And I enjoy them both. But we had the kids and we were a little closer to Pacific Beach this summer. And I was like, yeah, we belong a little farther south.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because there's just a different feel. It's very funny.
And even Muscle Beach has cleaned itself up.
Okay.
Like, they've changed.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah. Have you never seen Muscle Beach?
No.
But anyway, so Muscle Beach is cleaned up. Now they have
I don't think I've ever... Where is that?
Venice Beach. It's like the main...
Oh, it's on Venice... Oh,
it's like the main attraction of Venice Beach.
Okay.
So the beach got cleaned up a few years ago, and that looks nice. It's just now the boardwalk, the businesses are coming back, and the Muscle Beach looked much better.
Musclier?
No, it's just not that dirty. It was just a dirty, dirty beach. If you've never been to Venice, clearly by the looks
dirty,
I'm getting, you have been.
Why
not?
It was a very dirty beach. Now the beach is very clean, and the boardwalk is getting cleaned up. So that it used to be frightening. Like, you wouldn't go out on Venice Beach after like 7 o'clock at night because you'd be like, I don't want to die here.
No.
But
poor thing.
Again, tourism.
No, but
you are
nice.
Just.
But
again, was
no,
it
a compliment.
There?
No,
that was a compliment.
And I've been, and I go there a lot because I like Santa Monica so much.
Sure,
but I stay in Marina del Rey, and in between the two is Venice.
Got it.
Okay,
very.
But it's really pricey to stay in Santa Monica, but Marina del Rey is much more affordable.
Marina del Rey is where I stayed for a while when I left after I left train air conditioning back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I went and stayed with somebody. She was on a national tour of something. I don't even know. It was a friend of Trujillo's. And she was on some national tour, had an apartment there, and she was gone. I stayed in the apartment I was there for weeks.
Oh, nice.
Living in Marina del Rey. And I don't, what the hell did I even do with that? I don't remember. I think it's that's when I started my gig with E! Entertainment in downtown LA, and then when I worked for Disney.
Were you Ryan Seacrest?
Okay.
No, sadly I was not, because if I was, I don't think I would be here in the studio with you right now doing this for free. Yeah. I'd be doing something for money somewhere else.
Right.
Not that I don't enjoy all of you immensely, but if I was getting paid Seacrest money...
I'd like you more. I'll help you finish that. What'd you do?
A couple things happened over the weekend. I got a surprise phone call from a friend on Friday night that... I knew had been planning a departure, was going to move, and to my surprise and his surprise, he gave his notice to his job of 8 years, and basically the next schedule was posted and he was no longer on the schedule, and it simply said goodbye and good luck. So he decided to leave that night Friday night to go on to move to San Diego. Just because it's like, well, why am I going to stay here for 3 more weeks? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to make any money. Because
right.
That. So that was an, you know.
And who was this?
Ruben Contreras.
Oh, bye-bye.
Has moved to San Diego. He's got a job somewhere in a salon on Coronado. And then he's going to work for a property management company somewhere, I guess, in that same area. I don't exactly know. But it was one of those things where it happened so quickly. Like, the plan was to continue to take Jeep loads of vehicle or of stuff out, and then the U-Haul was the final thing. Well, when it happened so quick, those other trips didn't, those supplemental trips never happened. So there were a couple things he couldn't take care of. So he called me to go, you know, all the cable boxes have to go back to the cable company, and there were a couple things he couldn't get. So I've brought them here to save till he comes back in a few weeks. So anyway, that was just kind of an odd thing. And then I find out another friend is leaving town. Todd Wyckoff, you remember Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Todd is moving back to his home, literally his home, with his parents in, I'm going to say it wrong, it's Mio, I think Mio, Michigan is where he's from. It's a very small town. But his mother is elated. She's older, much. I want to say she's in her 80s. Still very active parents, but they're very. He was feeling that it was time to go home.
Okay.
So there's another one, friend who's leaving.
That
so
is brand new information.
I know.
I just saw him yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
I saw
he's
him yesterday.
He. I assume by
I
now.
I know, and he was absent last week from Show Tunes.
From
night.
The Show Tunes. Well, because he was at a pageant in Denver.
Oh. Right. And now that is his last go around with that pageant system, because he'll be out of that.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, he's kind of forsaken a bunch of stuff.
Good night, Amina.
He's decided that. And I 100% agree with him. With the age of his parents, he's like, I've been out here however many years. I forget how many years he's been out here. But he's like, I feel like the time to go is now, because if not, something happens, I'm going to feel horrible.
Right.
Sure.
So He's like, maybe I'll be there 9 months. Maybe I'll be there 5 years. I don't know. He goes, but I just feel I need to go. So he's going to go, which I thought, I mean, good for him. I think that's fantastic that he's going to go do that. So that was part, there's part of that. The other thing I forgot last week, I had printed this and left it laying on my other desk, and I didn't get to read this. We got an email from a gentleman. His name is Paul Longstaff. He is British.
Hi, Paul.
I don't know exactly where he lives.
Lost our band.
But he's, yeah, lost our band. Sent us an email, says, love the show. I found your radio station totally by accident. I love the fact that you all chat just as the rest of us do. Shame British radio don't have the same attitude to broadcasting as you. My dear, nobody has the same the same attitude to broadcasting as we do. He says,
Literally, keep up the good work.
Paul. So Paul Longstaff, if you're out there, hello. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Paul.
Feel free to email us. Email us at any time. If you haven't found us on the old Facebooks, feel free to do that too, because I just think that's cool. I think
and cheerio.
Is it? Yeah, cheerio. Yeah. Chip, chip, cheerio. Chip, chip. Other stuff.
Something.
I don't recall. Have we had, because I know you guys remember better than I do, have we had any from the UK?
Yes. Nasir Youssef.
Oh, right.
Oh, yep, I remember that name now that you say it.
And there was one or two other ones that used to, but I didn't write them down. Okay. At least one other one.
From
the occasional redcoat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess Paul doesn't listen live because of the day. Well, it's because it's night here. It'll be day. Well, he's probably busy. I'm going to guess he's probably busy doing something.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, well played, if you hear this, Paul, by any chance, are you part of the crew that's restoring Big Ben? I just was curious.
Yeah.
Wondering, you know, because, you know, somebody's exciting. Doing it. Maybe he knows.
No.
Because they just silence that.
Well, someone must know someone.
Info. Right, I'm thinking.
Greenwich Mean Time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. So they silenced the old bells in there for 4 years, they said. With an exception of a few
hell
things.
Of a restoration. It's a lot like my house.
Yeah. Same risk of asbestos.
I wonder how that they don't have a bathroom.
In the meantime, how do you know when to drink your tea?
Yeah.
Somebody just they actually employed town criers again.
Just shut run up. Her, really? No, I don't have any idea. That would be amazing.
They run them to the top of the wheel and they just yell.
Drink your goddamn tea.
That seems legit to me.
It's taller than Big Ben.
So I've never been to England. I don't fucking know.
Tea on the eights.
We'll get you a picture.
I've seen Mary Poppins and Harry Potter. That's shit that I know about London. That's
That's funny.
Begins here, ends there. As far as I can, they all fly.
Seriously, that's really funny.
Is it? Whole fucking nation flies around.
That's true.
Peter Pan.
You see? Every example I have. Tuberculosis.
I lost my marbles. Yeah.
Tuberculosis and flying.
And Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
Back to you, Bob.
There you go.
Back to you, fuckers. And Bob's your uncle. Good. That's I forgot about. That's very funny. All right, kids. Our next segment goes something like this.
Shit. Obsession.
Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references, only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
I'll tell you, Kat, what I want to do with that. I just found that image to put up there for that. But what I want to do, and because of how you recorded it, I really want to do a video of you in black and white.
Yes.
And have you know, cross-fading.
Like the old cologne commercials.
Like, just like the old commercials. Yes. I think that would be funny.
We can absolutely do that.
I thought of that the other day, and I just started laughing, just visioning you doing it.
I will work on that in my closet next week.
Because some of it, what I'm...
Okay. That's where I do all the production now. It worked out so well for that little
Would course. You like some gloves? but I think part of it needs to be, you know, shot with you with no hat, right. And then you with a hat.
Oh my gosh.
I just
think like she's playing two roles.
Yeah, she is.
Two things.
Yeah.
It's like the twins. Like
Orphan Black's not over.
Anant has an obsession as well, so we're going to have to be paying attention.
Oh, well, Anant, please tell us.
Tell us.
Tell
please
me more. Tell me more.
Do
like,
tell.
Does he
please
have a car?
Do.
If you want to mess, I mean, if you don't want to do it on the, in that message us on
Wella,
the Facebook.
Wella. Huh.
My obsession this week is a bit of a rant.
Okay.
I like rants.
I'm grumpy lately. I don't know why.
Nothing wrong with that.
Vacation brain.
According to Amina, we're just going to light a fire.
False equivalency. Just across the board. Here's a little tip for this week. literally anyone on any of your social media or in the elevator next to you or at the park, wherever you see people, literally anyone that says the words Obama and Hurricane Katrina in the same sentence is an idiot. Seriously. Punch them in the throat and walk away.
Right, now I got to get a new news story.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to still do the news story.
Still do the news story, but just false equivalencies all over the place. You cannot... I love metaphors. I do. I love a metaphor. I love an example. I love a story problem. I love an illustration. Yeah. Right. I love many, many ways to, you know, make a point. I do not enjoy trying to make a point with a point that doesn't have shit to do with your point.
Right. Yeah. Like Obama and Katrina.
Like Obama and Katrina. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Get your shit.
Or I remember we talked about that with the guy that was blaming Hillary for the New York State gun law, and I'm like,
right,
okay, I can't, like, I can't even go there with you because she was a U.S. senator, not a state senator, and she wasn't in office when this law was passed because it was in reaction to Newtown. Right. So there's nothing to your story.
Well, but Newtown is fake.
Yeah, but so that's what I mean. So like, we're so far off the mark that you just thought you had a mic drop with me, and I'm like, okay, like
except for this,
or the people that are like, you know, we got to get rid of Obamacare because it sucks. The Affordable Care Act, though, I'm getting hopped up by that.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're an idiot. Yeah. No. So
that's my obsession. I'm seeking them out all over the place and losing my mind over them.
Mm-hmm.
Fair point.
There it is.
Anything but on your meter?
Yeah.
Though, this week?
Yeah. Narcissistic motherfuckers.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I gotta get another story.
Apparently, we hate that
name. Narcissistic motherfucker.
For real.
Case in point, you have one?
I do. The orange Cheeto.
Oh.
I mean, that was fantastic,
which
by the way.
Which part?
Which part? Well, that's just it, isn't it?
There's so
like,
many.
Every fucking day, you're like, yeah, there can't be something different tomorrow. Mm. Yeah, no, there's not tomorrow, because it's just 5 minutes later. You don't even have to fucking worry about tomorrow.
Right.
Like, who pulls a Sally Field in Houston? You like me. You like me. You really, really
good
like
crowd.
Me.
Look, good crowd.
Good crowd.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And is there's so many words I want to use.
Sally Field.
Yeah, there's so many words that I want to use here, but I just can't. Like, just
use them. Come on.
I just can't get there. Like, there's just something about how awful I find the expression "thoughts and prayers."
Oh, I hate that. I just absolutely hate that.
Although I really hate it. It is the right thing to say. Right. It is the right thing for him to say, or we're with you in spirit.
Right. I would rather him say that than thoughts and prayers. I just hate that phrase.
I have my own problem with it, but it's what they need to hear. You're in Texas. Like, play to the home crowd.
No.
Like, that'll
offer
play
them
there.
Barbecue. I don't know. Just do something else.
Or thoughts and barbecue are with you. That's fine, too.
Your ribs mean so much.
Yeah. If she drowns, her ribs are going to be delicious.
That's good.
But it's one
ribs.
Of those things, like, of all of the things that you can say to that crowd, thanks for coming out. They're displaced. Yeah. They're evacuees.
Yeah.
They have nowhere to go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're a captive audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you fucktard. Like, it's just... It was one of those things where, like, there's a list of, like, 30 things...
That you could possibly say.
That a trained monkey or gorilla could sign out and score the proper points. This fucktard...
Donald Trump, proof positive that not all monkeys can be trained.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And how rude are we being to monkeys?
Right. Well, that's what I said.
You feel bad
that's why
monkeys.
I feel bad about any analogy I draw to him because it takes that group down. Well, they're clearly on the rise and he has just sunk as low as he's going.
Yeah, it's just, the narcissism. It's just, it's too much, and the stupid fucking people that keep just following him, like... Trained again. Rude
There's
the
a
monkeys.
Sucker born every minute. Like
it's kind of blowing my mind even more. No. Like, you know, what the fuck? How can you be like, oh my God, he's so good. He's so helpful. He's so what? We had Obama who puts out a tweet because that is the way that we converse apparently anymore.
And I do like to tweet.
Well, I understand that.
I'm getting
better
at it. I'm getting a lot better at it.
But at the same time,
congratulations.
Well,
here comes Obama. Sing the presidential thing.
Yeah, right.
Where, you know, kindness well, he had and some caring practice. And and it came naturally.
Or, I mean, he could have gone, like, sixth grade level and noticed the black and white people working in harmony right, in the right. waters. Like, there was...
Right.
But all we needed was, like, grade one first day guerrilla training on how to do sign language mm-hmm. for the circus, thoughts and prayers, and drop mm-hmm. the mic and walk away. You know what I mean? We could have attacked this at a lot of different levels.
Mm-hmm. But, again, stop actually dropping the mics. They're very expensive.
Very expensive. They really are. Yeah. That's true.
I would never, because I would just keep talking. I can't imagine the moment I thought I was done.
You never get to the drop my portion of the program.
Because I don't have one. That's so funny. Ananta's turned into a woman from the late 80s to early 90s and gotten himself hooked on Home Shopping Network.
Home Shopping Network.
I love
it. I'd like you to, I wish we could talk to some of these people because I'd like to know a little bit more about what got you hooked in. Was it the easy payment plan? Was it an easy bake oven?
No, I think he's not really watching it for real. I think he's watching like it just on like YouTube or something,
the TV,
like a streaming.
Like the infomercial. Oh. Yeah.
Which would make it even more frustrating because you can't buy the stuff because they've shut down that shop like 20 years ago.
Here's what I know.
Joan Rivers is dead.
HSN's still strong. In fact, they have two different versions of it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, I realize you don't get it. Well, no, you do. You just don't go to those channels because it's not in HD. So
that's a deal breaker.
But what cracks me up, though, is the QVC portion of the Home Shopping families of entertainment. What I love is that when you if you have their app, when you open the app, it goes right to live broadcast. You don't have to do shit. You just hit it and boom, you are watching whatever shit they're selling right now.
And I don't know.
We're installing the app.
I'll show you. I'll show you because
no,
I got it.
I'm installing it for myself. I want to play with this all day.
Look, I just opened
after
it.
After two naps, she's got
so now watch. It'll go right to.
Wait for it.
On air now. Watch and shop. Who are those? Are those compression socks?
Oh, no. See, they're live. It's actually.
I know. I want to know what kind of socks they
are. I don't know. Watch.
Already ready to buy. I just saw the socks and I need them.
Well, hang on.
Well, I have circulation problems in my legs now.
Already know your shoe size. And we throw in there as well ankle circumference and calf size.
I'll be damned. I know you can't see those shoes, but they are gorgeous.
Oh, they're all slip-ons. We're gonna need to know the size of your ankle before we ship you these socks.
I'm gonna go ahead and measure it.
Elephantine elegance at its finest.
It'll hide a cream sauce. Listen,
people. Chronically swollen ankles are no joke.
You know, if you're sitting home alone on a Saturday night or crying.
So excited. I'm about to open the app for the first time.
Oh, fuck. It is just crisis. Well, okay, so there was a letter. There's a couple of things.
Wait, I didn't go.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you did.
No. Just talked about her.
Yeah.
I never know when you're done.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I want push notifications.
That's too much.
Yes.
That would be.
I'm going to go with yes. I need to plug my phone in.
Okay, so on this thing with infomercials and everything is this new comedy on Netflix called Disjointed with Kathy Bates running a pot store, and it's by Chuck Lorre, who gave us 12 and a half Men or whatever that fucking show is called.
Two and a Half Men.
Mom and the Big Bang Theory and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's on Netflix, and what makes it really stand out is that it's got a laugh track.
Oh, yeah?
So it's just so, and it just sounds so off. And even though, like, I watch episodes of Frasier and
With tracks
and Friends and Will and Grace with the laugh track, this one has a laugh track on something that just doesn't feel right.
Right.
And then it's a hard R. Like, this show is a straight up R-rated show. So they get laugh tracks off of, you are crazy motherfucker. Like, the language is just abhorrent. Like, this language is so, it's so filthy, dirty, and like, but so realistic for, like, Kathy Bates to be listening to some stoner go on and be like, shut the fuck up. And it just, it's just somewhere weird. And to hear a laugh track after someone just F-bombs people. It's kind of funny. I don't know any, I've never heard of any of the other people in the cast. But they do infomercials. So they have infomercials about the pot. Her son is getting their stuff on YouTube.
Right.
So they're making commercials, and it opens with an intro, a YouTube ad introducing you to them. And they go, and they're like, ooh, we got a comment. And they're like, what's the comment? Like, why is your son black? You know what I mean? Like, that was... So it's kind of like in the know. It's a little easy... It's a very easy, light comedy, and Kathy Bates turns out...
easy, light comedy.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, they're not trying real hard. They've got, you know... They're not trying. It's Chuck Lorre, so... if you're on that mom Big Bang Theory where, you know, we're just going to tell this one joke for 9 years and you're going to like it. And the character Penny will never develop into anything.
I saw that show coming and was like, yep, that's going to be one. We're going to watch that one.
So I had read the review and then we went in. I watched like 3 episodes and it's clever. They're trying to get deep with a PTSD storyline that may or may not work. But how they introduce you to the character's PTSD with like something in his mind about it, like a cartoon that what's going on in his mind was really very inventive.
Cool.
I don't know if it was effective, but it was very inventive, the way that they tried. That was about the only thing innovative.
I just need to tell an aunt that I fell more in love with him. Because that he is so excited about this toaster, and it's the cutest thing ever, I think. When he's like, a see-through toaster, people! I think that's fantastic.
Annette, can you possibly send me a picture of this toaster?
I know, I want to see
that
too. Yeah,
that would be great. And I'm not going to lie, wouldn't we be kind of with Jenny? About the trying to keep that fucking thing clean. If you could see the inside of that toaster.
You haven't seen the outside of my toaster. I feel like I might
not want to put anything in it.
I'm pretty confident that asbestos can't hold up to the brush fire going on the bottom of my toaster.
That's frightening. Okay.
Like every 6 weeks, I'm like, oh, I'm out of bread. Let's just dump the toaster out.
Spread that on something.
God.
Mix it with
that's
butter.
Terrible. Yeah. It's Jenny, you and I are in the same boat. Not these fuckers, but you and I are in the same
boat. So somebody else's obsession, and I'll make it yours.
Yes.
My old roommate, Tim, could not watch Will and Grace because of the fingerprints on the refrigerator. It drove him
funny. I never noticed that.
Crazy, the fingerprints on the refrigerator. And now I can't watch the show without noticing all the smudges on the refrigerator. I have that same finish. So the refrigerator magnets are kind of hiding the...
they break up the monotony.
They break up the fingerprints. Yeah. So there was a really fun group routine on So You Think You Can Dance last night that was done with all these pieces of plexiglass that they were using to make all these different shapes and like keeping people out. And as Harrison and I were watching it, I'm like, all Tim would see was the fingerprints on that plexiglass. Every time it would catch the glare and you'd see like the handprints all over it.
I did not know that about Tim. Now, and that's nor did I ever notice that about the show.
And now
ever.
I'm going to be.
Now I'm
looking that up right now.
Yeah,
totally.
Yep.
In fact, I feel like there needs to be an entire episode about that.
And still no streaming deal for Will and Grace, by the way. In case you were keeping track.
Well, they're holding out for Hero. whatever.
Me too.
So a couple things I've obsessed about. Are you done? May I move on? Because I'd like to ask now. Apparently, I have to ask permission. A couple things, and I posted it on the Facebooks. You may be aware that, was it last Monday? Yes, last Monday we had there was an eclipse that came over,
came
over the Northern America. Well, Bonnie Tyler, who sang back in the 80s, Total Eclipse of the Heart, maybe familiar with it, maybe not.
Turn Around.
Turn around, Bright Eyes. She was on a cruise ship, and she sang the song, apparently... at the peak of eclipseness. However, the kid that she was with, I don't know this group, DM Dacey. I thought it was one of the
DNCE.
Maybe. Who is that?
Yeah. Run DMC?
No. DNCE, that's a Jonas brother.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I didn't
know. Aren't they Hanged by the Ocean?
Because the kid was, I wasn't mad about the Jonas brother that was standing there. But anyway, so she sang the song, and wow. First of all, she hasn't quit smoking. And some of those notes, I don't know where she has been saving them because they're really deep in there. It's like listening to Nina Blackwood from MTV try to sing.
Oh.
It was down there.
Wow.
So if you're friends with me on Facebook or not, or just Google, go to YouTube and find her performance of that song during the eclipse. It's painful. It's something. Yeah. I figured when she walked off stage, she literally, somebody had to go, oxygen! And they just gave her a mask, and they, you know, they to keep her going.
Up a lung.
Wow, it was. Yeah.
Well, that was rough at the time. Because what was her, she had one other hit. She had a 70s hit.
Hero.
No, that's 80s. She had a hit in between, she had an earlier hit, like.
She did
Are
one
you
of
thinking
meet,
Kim Carnes?
Meatloaf.
No, was it out for a hero yeah, or it's a heartache?
It's a heartache.
It's a heartache.
It's that Rod Stewart style.
Oh, yeah.
It's just her gravelly way of,
that's true,
of singing.
Yeah.
Well, it's awful, yeah.
It's
but
awful.
It's her way of singing.
Right.
Rod Stewart's didn't used to be awful, but you knew it was coming.
I heard a thing
and
on
that day we waited for
on the SiriusXM channel 80s on 8. I happened to hear, you know, because they always give little snippets of information about the songs and they talk about things and so forth. And one of the things was that she had actually seen Meatloaf in concert, And okay. She then found the producers and says, do for me what you do to him, but not 9 minutes long. Like, oh. So they shortened, and he wrote whatever he did.
Jim Steinman.
And produced.
Jim Steinman is the producer.
Okay. So I just thought that was kind of funny that, you know, she's, here's what I want you to do, but can you make it a little shorter? Because yeah. I can't sing long.
Yeah, they wrote, It's All Coming Back to Me. That's why all those songs all sound like Meatloaf, is because everyone wants their Meatloaf song. So
don't let your Meatloaf, by the way.
Totally Flips of the Heart is Jim Steinman, and it sounds just like Meatloaf. And my favorite one is Making Love Out of Nothing at All by Air Supply, where it's just Jim Steinman, that bombastic style of music. And when that little fairy sings, and I can make all the stadiums rock, I just giggle like a schoolgirl. Like, there, no. You can describe Air Supply many ways, but Making All the Stadiums Rock?
That's funny. Nope.
That's not even using irony correctly. That's just theater of the absurd. But it's delightful.
It's fantastic. Yeah, that's funny.
And on the see-through toaster one, an ant's link was just a window into a toaster oven. So, I don't know. That's not fancy. But Joe's was seriously sci-fi. So I'm interested, but I'm more interested in the one that Joe found than the one that an ant found.
Oh,
I'll look at those in a little while. So, continuing.
Nero had an obsession too, but he didn't tell us, I don't think.
Well, Nero, come on. Come out of the closet. Come out.
Chop, chop.
One of the other. I had a couple other obsessions this week. So I had that one. The other one that I have been enjoying immensely, in spite of the problems they're having, in spite of the public displays and how many crowds will show up to listen to the Orange Thing talk. I have enjoyed thoroughly the social shaming of one Mr. Joel Osteen. And I love this, that Betty Bowers, I don't know if this is real or not, but Betty Bowers posted that she got blocked by Osteen, which I just thought was funny because she's America's best Christian. She really is. here's my thing with this. And I actually sent a message to our friend Mark Martinez, who's from our Fox affiliate here, who has been shuttled over there to Texas to help with news coverage.
Okay.
Because Mark's not going to help anybody in a boat. He's just going to cover it and talk about it. So
he won't help anybody on a bike. He'll help people in a boat.
So
will he help people in the rain or on a train or in a box?
So there's conflicting reports of what the situation was with the building. Was there water in it? Was it the fact you couldn't get to it?
Oh, sure.
There were a lot of conflicting reports, and I posted something about it, and I got ripped apart on social media about the Joel Osteen. You don't know the whole story. Why don't you do some investigation? La, 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 la. This whole thing about it.
Investigative journalism today?
So what I then did is I got on a couple different things. Actually, Leslie Baldwin chimed in with me, and Leslie Baldwin was feeding me feature. I don't know where the hell she was finding these people.
The fact that she was feeding you was exciting. No,
she was feeding me information about she was feeding me links to live links showing the church. There was a guy that was walking around with a phone taking video, and like there are security people, and he says to the security guy, did you have trouble getting here? And he goes, no, not at all. Like, they're just walking around like the sidewalks. Yes, they're wet. It's raining. I get it.
Sure.
But there's no massive
water.
But then again, I saw other pictures that showed water in a building. Is it really the building? Is it an adjacent building? I don't know. Sure. One of my hard-ons this week is I want every fucking in-depth news source. 2020 Dateline. I don't care who the fuck you are, anybody. I want somebody to go to Houston, and I want them to grill that freaky little slant-eyed motherfucker. And by slant-eyed, I mean he has those weird eyes that just never open. He's just weird. He's going to ask for so much.
Wow.
The city of Houston virtually gave him a sports arena because he got it for nothing. It's where the Houston Rockets used to play.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He gets this sports arena.
I didn't realize that.
No, that's what it is.
I didn't realize that until I saw the news. Yeah. Story,
So he gets, you can imagine like America West Arena, you give it to a church, how fucking big that would be.
Yeah.
He gets this sports arena, he makes millions of dollars, and I realize he didn't make all of his money from his church, he made it from other shit, whatever, who fucking cares? You've got this arena, this church, and you've got this following, and you ask for money, and you ask for money, and you ask for money, and then all you do is tweet out about you're having prayers for people. And then when asked about it, you go completely radio silent and don't even come out and say, we'll open the doors, but we have to fix a couple things first before we do. Do something. Don't go radio silent and then just let this build. And then once he got shamed, TMZ was on his ass. Every social media outlet was on him. He was everywhere on Facebook and Twitter. The nightly news covered him. All the networks were on this. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he shows up and, oh, he's opening his blessed doors to the people. Give me a fucking break. It just drove me crazy. So again, I might be wrong. I may be completely wrong on this. And if so, I will stand on a Ferris wheel and tell everybody I am. I don't fucking care.
Ferris wheels and hard-ons in your stories.
But
very busy. Lots of glitter.
But I want somebody who, like, I swear to God, if Mike Wallace was still alive from 60 Minutes, I would send his ass there and I would say, nail down this little freak.
Sure.
I want security footage with date and time stamps on it. I want to know exactly.
Because you know that they have it.
Oh yeah. I want to know. Because
they were looking for looters, you know what I mean? So they lock their doors. They do the right thing after public shaming, which there's no wrong time to do the right thing. We've already established that. But now he's going to use it as a reason why his ministries need more money, because he's given back to the community.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Good call.
He's not going to...
give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some issues with that, too.
Yeah.
Big time. No. I haven't heard enough.
Don't give any money to them. Give money to the Red Cross.
Oh, absolutely. No. I agree.
Find some humanitarian organizations to give your money to. And you know, somebody on my social media kind of pointed out the magnitude of just $10. Like, just give $10 is totally fine, because if everyone not affected by the hurricane gave $10, that'd be like $3 trillion.
Yep. Right, yeah. And it's one of those things where, and go vet your sites, make sure that where you're giving money,
and
that
don't,
someone has checked it out. Like, go through a reputable site.
And don't send things like stuffed animals.
Oh my God, I saw that.
That they can't do it, because then it just becomes a fucking storage nightmare.
Yep.
They need money to get supplies and stuff. They don't need you to send them... Well, I mean, unless they specifically make a call out, we need bed sheets. Yeah. That's one thing. But all the stuffed animals and all the crap that they were sending, they don't need
to. Always go to an organized group. My friend Sarah in Japan does this for, like, the Pacific Rim. She's involved with an organization that brings aid to everyone in those regions affected by, like, earthquakes, volcanoes, natural disasters, tsunamis, stuff like that. And she always says, like, always... before you decide you want to give something that they might need, go through someone who's organized, has their shit together, and find out what they actually need. And if you have that, give it. If not, give them money so they can buy it.
Yeah. Well, and shitty people. And that's the thing. Like, you need to look where you're giving, not just what. Because there are already that night.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be
scammers.
That
popped up and were putting out... bank accounts and helping and I just don't get it.
Yeah, go with an organized someone that's been vetted or recognizing what did you find on Home Shopping
Has
Network.
Anyone heard a call for a Dyson supersonic hair dryer with 3 attachments and case? Do they need those
down
there?
I bet he has it.
Well, do we think they need them in Houston? Because they're currently available on QVC live right now for 6 easy payments.
Of $19.95.
A hair dryer? How many payments do you need for a hair dryer?
Well, 6 of them.
Sounds like a hair dryer vacuum.
At $66.50. The total QVC price for this Dyson. Now remember, it's a Dyson supersonic hair dryer.
With 3 attachments.
Yes.
3 attachments. It comes in 2 colors.
One of them's a hairdresser.
And a case. comes in 2 colors, very stylish silver, and then...
You're killing me.
If you're a little flashier...
This
one's got a purple face on it.
Oh.
It's very nice.
A purple
nice.
Face? Yeah, good. The face
right
of beauty?
Here. No, like the part that would be facing you. Right there at the end of the nozzle. It's all purpley.
Okay.
I think that this is uncomfortable.
Are there LEDs in this? I don't know what...
Well, I don't know. It's supersonic from Dyson, so it's got to cost a lot of money.
I'm a little concerned with...
It's very exciting. Well, if you've heard any organizations calling for those, they're available now on QVC, so you could make your donation.
Well, that's helpful, Jan. Thank you.
I'm here for you, Paul.
That is... Oh, my God, there it is. Oh, I see it now.
Oh, did you go look at the
hair dryer? I've got the website. I was going to show people the live shot of it, but I see it. The supersonic header with 3 and case.
Oh, get a case. I know. The case alone makes it worth it.
It is
really,
a $400 fucking dollar hair dryer.
Supersonic hair dryer.
Well, it says supersonic.
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 Supersonic. You've got to be fucking kidding me with that. Wow.
I'm not kidding. No, it's on TV right now.
It's
on. Look,
it's real. It's there.
It's supersonicking her head right now.
Oh, my God. Well, I could never be a plus-size model.
Yeah. not everyone can. I can.
and if I may, there's some great stuff going on in the chat room. Nero's talking about being, you know, shy and weird. And because Tomo said you can talk to yourself. You know, if you're a bit insane,
yeah.
If I understand, I talk to myself all the time.
Oh, hell, it's faster.
I don't fucking care. Somebody hear me, and then I hear me, so it's good.
So there, you know? We just proved your point.
Yeah. No. I think it, and Nero says that, you know, someone's out there listening to me silently.
There was a video somebody shared a video on Facebook the other day of conversations called Conversations with Your Cat. And it's a woman in an apartment who has a cat, and she's like, she goes through the mail and she opens the mail and she's like, well, you're not going to pay these bills, are you? And she just kind of looks at the cat, and the cat's like, wah! You know, and she walks on, and she just does all these other things. Like, the cat's looking out the window. Oh, who? Somebody you know? You know. And then I realized I do the same thing.
I do.
I talk to these two little furry fuckers all the time.
Not pointing at Alan Cat for those not watching.
No. Different cat. Yeah. Actual felines. Cat. Felines. Correct. Resident in this hacienda.
Yes.
Yes. My gosh.
Yes.
It's a lot of legal disclaimers.
There is. Speaking of legal disclaimers, let's do this, shall we? How about a headline section? Because you know you wanted it. Why wouldn't you? It's Q Talk America, and here we go with things that we're going to report on tonight. Right here. Oh, Trump fans are calling about a hurricane reaction.
Paper or plastic?
Oh, shit. I like the color pink.
Was that Kenya?
Yeah.
Okay. Holland figures out flooding. Why can't we?
J.K. Rowling owns a fan, literally.
Yay, First Amendment.
I'll take a cold one.
Cynthia Nixon may be running for governor.
Oh. Ooh.
That's exciting. These stories and all kinds of stuff coming up in just a second. We have so much going on here. Anyway, we'll be back. It's the hour 2 coming up right here on Q Talk America.